Beautiful morning. Just appreciate, I don't know if Ash is, Ash, thank you for all your work with the choir this year. Appreciate it very much. Beautiful Sunday morning. Well, we're going to have an extended time of prayer here today, and I'm going to take a few minutes to introduce that. But before I do so, I want to address those of you that are with us that may fall into a couple of categories here. So category number one, you're relatively new to New Life, or you're even visiting today, and the idea of taking the next 30 or so minutes to pray is weird and scary and all those sorts of things. So hopefully the format that we're going to have this morning will help you feel a little bit more comfortable as you join us and learn a little bit more about New Life Community Church as we pray for some things that are important to us. The second category might be those of you who are just fine and comfortable if you're praying on your own, but boy, when you're surrounded by a group of people, that whole thing feels weird. So again, as we're going to try in this format here today, those of you who might feel a little bit more introverted or don't like to pray out loud, we're going to encourage you to find an extroverted person that feels just fine praying out loud, okay? So we're going to help take care of you here. A couple of things I want to say in introduction. Again, if you're relatively new to New Life, this is the vision that we have for our church right here. And it might sound like something that's almost impossible, but we've been doing this now for 33 years, joyfully serving Jesus with our best friends. If you ask many people in the room today, where are your best friends? They would absolutely say, they're right here. They're right here in this room. So this vision that we have for New Life is part of what binds the purposes of New Life together. And our prayer slides each and every Sunday reflect those four primary purposes of New Life Community Church. So as you see the prayer slides today and the individual items that we're going to be praying for, I just ask you to remember that these are the four purposes of New Life Community Church: a place to be saved, a place to belong, a place to grow, and a place to give. One of the reasons that we take a couple of times out of the year on Memorial Day weekend and Labor Day weekend to pray is because we believe that as we ask God for these things, we have no reason to believe that these prayers are not directly in the center of God's will. Of course, we don't know that God will answer each and every of these prayers exactly the way that we would prescribe that he does. But we do believe that as we're praying, the things that are important to us are equally important to our Father, and that he wants to respond to these prayers as we lift them up to him. So as we walk through the prayers this morning, I just want to take a moment to introduce each of our four purposes, talk briefly about these prayer slides, and then we'll divide into some groups and pray. So our first purpose, a place to be saved. There's a lot of scripture references that we could use to point to about why this is important, why this is the mission of the Christian church. The one I want to share with you this morning is from Matthew chapter 7. Jesus says, "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find that." So as we're praying for the purpose of New Life Community Church to be a place where people are saved, what are we really praying for? It's that those of you that are in the room and those out in our community that have not yet joined us would find this narrow gate, and that we all together someday in the future literally will enter the narrow gate of heaven together. So there are a few individual topics here that are worded a little bit differently than you've seen in the past. All of these prayer slides have been updated, so the language is a little bit different than you might be used to. Protection of our unborn children and mothers, salvation for unsaved friends and family, including our young children. You might remember from the past that this particular line on the prayer slide said something effect of praying that our kids would be saved early and clearly. We still want to pray that our kids would be saved early and clearly. But one of the things that I felt that our prayer slides previously missed was praying for our friends and family who are older They're not early, they're older, but they still have not come to know Christ, or they're not living with Christ in their day-to-day lives. So it felt appropriate to add those people into this prayer slide. Third, for our local outreach and showing love to the lost. And finally, our ministry partners literally around the world. Ben Gross, Pastor Ben, is up in La Crosse today. So that's a church that we support there. We, for years and years, have been supporting a church in Monterrey, Mexico. We don't probably talk about that one as often, but that's certainly on our radar screen. You know that we support the missionary Micah Foreman with his mission, Word of God Speak. And then, of course, the work that we do in Costa Rica, Nepal, and India. So there's a lot to pray for under that last bullet. Here's what I would like to encourage you to do. If you look around your area here, now that our kids are gone, we've got a little room to move around. So what I'm going to ask you to do, maybe the most extroverted person in a particular section, I want you to gather up 10 to 12 people that you could form a little circle with as best as possible with your chairs. And that's the group that I'd ask you to pray with this morning, okay? So take a minute to find a dozen or so, no more than a dozen, 10 to 12, that you can circle up and pray with. And when you get comfortable, let's go ahead and pray through a place to be saved.
farmers markets where we belong to those communities. And we continue to be the job owners.
Okay, amen. Amen. Let's move on to our next category of a place to belong. Category. It's not a category, it's a purpose. The next purpose of New Life Community Church. The verse that we use most often to describe this purpose is from Acts chapter 2. Let me read that for you. Luke writes that they devoted themselves, these new Christians in the city of Jerusalem, devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. How many of us wish that there was some way to recreate this in Marion, Iowa in 2026? Boy, we look at this all the time and think, this would be so much better. So we do want to pray that we could emulate this spirit of love and unity and cooperation as much as possible in our community today. So here are a few of the things that we pray for under a place to belong. Some of you are visiting, and we want you to know that it is our desire that you would connect with us. We're glad that you're here. We want this to be your family as much as it is our family. So we're even praying for some of you today that you would make New Life your home. Secondly, that our life groups would be places where authentic friendship, authentic fellowship is lived out on a week-to-week basis. If you're not currently in a life group, no better time than to head to the website or head to the literature rack out here, find a group that meets during the week that would be convenient for you. Thirdly, our dedication to unity and reconciliation of weakened relationships. This is a new bullet. We have not had this before. We recognize that relationships are what belonging is all about. And when our relationships are strained, when they're struggling, whether that be in a marriage, whether that be among friends, whether that's just people in the church, we believe God would want to heal that relationship. So we want to pray for those relationships. And then finally, our men's and women's ministries. Both our men and women are separately active in ministry activity. And we just want to pray that as those groups get together and fellowship and teach and learn from each other, that God would bless those efforts. So let's take the next 6-7 minutes and pray over this purpose of a place to belong. Amen. Our third purpose here at New Life is a place to grow. As I think about the arc of my Christian life, I have shared before my testimony that I accepted Christ when I was about 10 years old, was baptized in March of 1980. Long time ago. Boy, I'm sure glad I've grown since then. I'm almost the same height, but in many other ways, I've grown. That's a true statement, by the way. I'd just like you to take a moment before we go through the slide and begin praying, just to think about your own life. Where were you spiritually 10 years ago, 20, 30 years ago, maybe longer for some of us in the room? Where were you? What did you know about Jesus? What was your relationship like with God the Father? Were you walking consistently through the power of the Holy Spirit? Many of us can look back, even in our Christian life, and answer those questions, not really. I didn't really know the Father the way I do today. I didn't really understand the sacrifice of Christ the way that I do today. I didn't really know what it meant to be Spirit-filled and to live in the power of the Holy Spirit. Is that true for some of us? I'm sure it is. And so as we pray over this purpose of being a place to grow, this is exactly what we're talking about, that God would continue to grow us up from wherever we're at right now to something better, to something that is even more glorifying to Him, primarily for our benefit as we continue to walk through this life. So we got more bullets on this slide than any of the others. Powerful and life-changing Sunday services. Wisdom and resources to educate our children. This is worded differently than our slides in the past. We just want to continue to pray for all of our children as they grow, both in intellectual understanding and in spiritual wisdom, whether that be in a homeschooling family, a public school family, or with our Paideia Christian Academy that's starting here this fall. Of course, our Awana and Awaken ministries that will be taking a break here very soon for the summer. Spiritual growth through Barnabas groups, and the application of Christian essentials. Pastor Kurt wrote the Christian essentials materials a number of years ago. We have not specifically referenced that on these slides before, but those of us that have been around New Life for a long time understand that exercising the Christian essentials, that's a key word, essentials, will be vital to us growing in Christ. Effective Renew Ministry, of course, primarily led by our brother Matt Huther, and then Healthy Marriages and Families that Reflect God's Glory. The big church is nothing without the individual families that make us a family of God. So let's pray for these things together. Amen. Finally, the purpose of New Life Community Church being a place to give. Let me share with you from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 11. Apostle Paul says, "Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work, because it is written, 'They have freely scattered their gifts to the poor, their righteousness endures forever.' Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You'll be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving for God." We often think of giving or a place to give to be financial. That's certainly much of what the Apostle Paul is describing here as the church in Corinth was giving to his own ministry. But giving is more than financial. It's giving of our time, our energy. It's really giving of ourselves. It relates back to New Life Community Church being a place to belong. Not only sharing our money with each other or our resources, but really sharing our lives with each other. So that's what our purpose reflects here. Of course, generous weekly giving, sacrificial and joyful giving for missions, for our Acts 4 fund, and added recently our facilities expansion. I'll give an update on that during our announcements here in a bit. Serving Christ with our friends, relating back to our vision, with each member lovingly using their spiritual gifts. The pastors, I can speak for all the pastors when I say we deeply appreciate your prayers. We ask that you continue to pray for us and for our ministry leaders at New Life. And a new bullet, prayer for our government and our government leaders. This is an election year. It's not a presidential election year, but it is an election year at the state level, federal level, for congressmen, for some senators. Most of us are completely fed up with politics in the United States. True statement? So how do we respond to that? We pray. That's why this bullet has been added. We pray for our government and for our leaders that God would have mercy on the United States of America. Let's pray for these things. Lord, we do believe that you have heard our prayers this morning, and that even a prayer service, in fact, maybe most importantly, a prayer service, does change lives. It changes the life of a church. It changes the lives of individual people that are in the church. And so, as we pray every Sunday morning, we do ask that today would be a day of changed lives, and that you would use what we have offered to you today in the form of our prayers to do that. Thank you for hearing us. Thank you for loving us. In Christ's name, amen. All right. We will plan to do this again in the fall when we get to Labor Day weekend. So a couple of announcements for you here this morning as we close out. When I say we, I mostly mean me. I don't always take the opportunity to express our announcements and explicitly tie those to the purposes of New Life Community Church. But I hope you see in our announcements today that so many of the things that we talk about, that we update you on, are directly tied to our purposes. The first of those announcements is going to be in the form of a video here. We've been advertising for the last several weeks the baby bottles that are out on the counter that support Bridge Haven. One of our prayers is that we would protect babies in the room. That's what Bridge Haven is all about. So we'll take about a minute and a half or so to watch this video, and hopefully it'll inspire you to pick up a bottle on your way out today.
What if your change could change lives? What if your change could save lives? With Bridge Haven's Baby Bottle Boomerang, you are given the opportunity to do just that. By filling your bottle with loose change, bills, and checks, you can impact lives in our community. You can be a life changer. Everyone is welcome to fill a bottle. Invite your church, youth group, small group, friends, family members, and neighbors to each fill a bottle. Your change will help us as we serve moms, dads, babies, and families with Christ's compassionate help and hope. Your change will help provide resources like pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, prenatal and parenting classes, abortion recovery care, and material assistance for essentials like food, clothing, and diapers. More than that, your generous gifts will help Bridge Haven create and sustain life-changing experiences for women, men, and families throughout our community. Take home a bottle and fill it up. When you return the full bottle to us, it not only carries a monetary donation, but a gift that has far-reaching, eternal value. Thank you for your life-changing donation. Thank you for helping us to continue to be Jesus' hands and feet to our community. Thank you for making a difference.
So take a bottle, take two, set them on a counter at home, and bring those back on Father's Day, a couple of weeks from now, and we'll support Bridge Haven financially. A few other announcements for you. Our missions garage sale is coming up in a few weeks. It's almost June already, hard to imagine. So again, tying that to a new life purpose, our garage sale typically will allow us to collect a couple of $1,000s that will be used directly for our mission support. So you can start bringing your items, your very valuable items, to the church building on June 7th. And we'll collect those back in the fellowship hall and arrange those and get them sold out here in the community. Ministry sign-up, so a place to give. Are due next Sunday. There's a link in your bulletin to sign up for ministries as our new ministry year starts in the month of July. So please do that this week. Our women's ministry day trip sign-up is due by next Sunday. We prayed for our men's and women's ministries this morning. There's a link in your bulletin, gals, to sign up for that activity. And then the last two announcements, I'll start with the gym. So, place to do everything. Save, belong, grow, give. Can all happen with a building addition. We've received 7 responses to our survey so far. So those of you who have responded, thank you for doing so. Our big total right now is about $19,000, so that will build a nice garage, but not quite a gymnasium. So just encourage you to keep using that information and pledging here in the next several weeks. The last announcement I wanted to make today is also related to our Sunday service, another change that we're going to implement. Try it, see how you like it. I think the greatest amount of feedback we've gotten is about these plastic offering pieces of bread, the plastic pieces of bread, and the cups that you're trying to open up. So here within the next couple of weeks, as soon as I can get organized with our ministry leaders, we're going to try to pass trays rather than use the those prepackaged elements. And something else that we'd like to add, and I need your help with this. We would like to experiment with having some of you bake unleavened bread at home and bring that to the church and allow us to use that as loaves that we would break together on Sunday mornings as we pass that tray of bread that represents the body of Christ. So if that's something that would be of interest to you, to be an occasional baker, we'll provide the recipe, probably going to look for the best gluten-free recipe that we can find. We'll provide the recipe if you provide the oven. So would you email me directly, brian@newlifecr.com, if that's something you'd like to volunteer to do, and we'll figure out how to get that implemented. So again, as soon as possible, we'll try to pass some trays instead of using those prepackaged elements. And we'll enjoy breaking some real bread together. How does that sound? All right. Thank you for joining us this morning. Oh, Scott, do you have one more announcement? You do. Yeah, come on up. I knew about this. I just, you know, I'm old and forgetful. Scott, go ahead.
Hey, guys. I want you to meet my friend Saleh here. So Saleh is from a whole nother country. She's from Lithuania. And she is here to work this summer. So she is actually going to be doing the same internship that Jess and I did for many summers, selling books door to door. So there's a couple things that she'll need help with. One, prayers for selling books door to door. And two, the hardest part about this is they're coming from another place, just like Jess and I did. We went to another part of the country. And usually we get there, we don't have a place to stay. So the first thing we try to do is find a place to stay. And that's one of her biggest needs right now, her and some of her friends. So I'll let her explain that real quick.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate you guys having me here. As a newcomer, I can tell that you have a really, really cool and warm feeling here. So you should be glad about it. Prayers for that. So what I'm looking at, because I'm responsible for 10 of other Lithuanians, there's going to be quite a few new people in Iowa. And I'm trying to secure them a safe housing. So if anyone would be open-minded for hosting a couple of college kids or have a maybe like short-term rental that would be affordable for us students, because, you know, as a students, we appreciate saving money. That's what we're here for, to experience our culture, but of course get some money to pay for our college tuition back home, because we're here just for 3 months. And I can promise that we are nice kids. We don't party here. We came here to work. So we're gone from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. So we mainly work and we clean after ourselves. But we're also very fun. So usually we get lots of cool experience with the host families as well. We can share as well about our culture. So if anyone know any open-minded people, or you guys have a spare room, I think that we might still be around here. So yeah, I would be more than glad to chat and exchange contacts or get some information. Thank you.
All right. Thank you guys very much. The McMasters, you all went to Arkansas, right? Is that right, when you were selling?
Arkansas, California, West Virginia,
Pennsylvania.
All right. Well, I was going to make an Arkansas being a foreign country joke, but you guys went all over the place. All right. Well, a lot that we covered here this morning. We're getting out a bit late, so thank you for your patience. Thank you for your participation. It's Memorial Day weekend, so remember those that have passed on, and especially remember Jesus Christ and all that you do this weekend. Amen? We'll see you next Sunday. God bless you.